E-L-R.
Extra Life Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Scott Johnson from the Extra Life Radio program. Welcome to show number 55. This is a mini cast, not a normal long show, but I just wanted to pop in and share a couple of things with you. It turns out that things are ever growing and ever more popular here at ELR, Extra Life Radio. And we couldn't be happier with the numbers. We're nearing just about 5,000 downloads per show now. So anyway, we owe it to you guys. So thanks a lot, whoever each of you 5,000 people are. I was going to actually do this with our good friend Brian. I was going to have him pop in for the little mini cast here, but I can't seem to find him. So I'm going to do this myself. What was interesting is the other day, it turns out my boss, let's call him B, because that's what he calls himself and what you're about to hear. He stole my portable iRiver recorder and microphone and went around the office and tried to slander me, it would appear. Found the audio, thought, you know, this might be interesting to share with the listening audience, the ELR listening audience. And so I thought you guys might enjoy it. After that, we're going to do a little mashup from last week's show, but I thought it might be fun to pop in this weekend, let you guys just have a little nice show, something a little out of the ordinary, other than it's a lot like other minicasts, which isn't really out of the ordinary. So anyway, let's get right to B and his travels throughout the office to try to slander me.
Why, hello, everybody out there in Cyber Geek Land. My name is, well, let's just say my initial is B. And I am Scott's boss. I thought it would be worthwhile. We should get a little feel around the office here of what people think about Scott. What I think about Scott, to start with, is very creative guy, super good guy. If you don't know Scott, then you're missing out because he's a great guy. He's a wimp, though. His wife can take him at any moment, and that's the truth. You could ask her. I mean, Scott's a little bit of a girly man in that way, but a really good guy. In any case, I wanted to maybe go around the office, talk to a couple of people that know Scott well and work with him every day, so you guys could get a little extra feel for who Scott is and what he does on his day-to-day life. Okay, the first person that we're going to talk to is our office manager, who's known Scott for the last 3.5 years. Or a couple of years, she said. So I wasn't right about that. But anyway, that's right. She hasn't been here that long. Anyway, she's going to answer a couple of my questions about Scott. So L, we'll call her, first initial of her name. Would you consider Scott to be kind of a girly man?
No.
Are you lying?
No.
Are you kind of lying?
I like girly men. No, he's not a girly man.
So if you were in a fight, you know, let's say you were in the fight of your life. You were in the alleyway, and there's two big dudes that came up, and they were going to assault you and take your purse. Would Scott be a guy you'd want right there to help protect you?
Yes.
Are you lying?
No, I'm telling the truth because Scott would fight to the death to save me.
And would he win?
That could be up in the air.
Why are you being so nice? You know the truth. He's a girly man.
He runs every day.
Have you seen him? That isn't running. He, like, plods. I mean, it's a walk with a tiny little kick to it. He is an artistic guy, wouldn't you say that?
I think artistic probably describes him best.
Would you say he spends an inordinate amount of time in the restroom?
Not particularly.
But when he is in there, it's for quite a long period, wouldn't you say?
You know, my bathroom timer has been out of business this week, and so...
Okay, Loretta, I can see that you're quite fond of him, and you're not going to take any of my bait, are you? How would you rate Scott's head size?
9.9. Can you get much bigger than
Have that? You ever seen a bigger nog than his?
No, it's kind of large, actually.
But we love him. This is a little bit of a sensitive question, but do you think Scott's gay? Well, you saw, you know, he's a big fan of that Mr. Soto.
Sulu.
Or Sulu. Obviously, I'm not as big a fan. How big are Scott's hips?
I can't say that I really looked at his hips a whole lot.
They're hard to ignore, though, don't you admit? Okay, well, anything else you guys have to say so his listeners could get a better idea about Scott?
Scott's the man. He's smart. He's funny.
Have you seen that on his profile?
No.
Are you guys dating?
No.
All right. Okay, well, he'll probably never put this on the podcast because it probably wasn't that funny anyway.
We'll be back in a moment after these incredibly perfect segues.
Welcome back to the program. If you're like me, you thought that was both stunning, exhilarating, and perhaps even somewhat retarded. So thanks for that. Sitting with me now, before we go to our next little segment, is my daughter Taylor. Taylor, how are you?
Good.
Good. What are you doing over there?
Following what you say.
Following what I say? Because I am your father, your overlord. Just kidding. Taylor, what do you think about this radio show we do all the time?
I think it's kind of funny, because sometimes I listen to it.
Yeah? You listen to it?
And kind of.
Do you get all our jokes? Do you understand what we're saying all the time?
Sometimes.
Sometimes not?
Sometimes not, because big words confuse me.
Yeah. Hey, they confuse me too, it turns out. Do you know who Dean Cain is?
No. Was that the person you were being yesterday?
No, that wasn't. That was Paul Stanley of Kiss.
Oh.
Sorry, you're very young. You probably don't know. Well, Taylor is going to sit with me as we lead into the next segment, which is all about the... Oops. I screwed up. Oh, and Nicholas is here as well. This whole next segment is all about the mashup from last week's show. I know you guys enjoy these. I thought I'd bring it to you again today. 3 or 4 minutes of audio bliss. I hope you enjoy it. Here it comes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Extra Life Radio Show.
No. Oh, wishes I was. He has dreams about it, but no.
No,
I'm sorry.
He's not. He is as heterosexual as a French horn. Way to go. Rock on, Jeb Bush. What, the who? The what? The when? Yeah. And how? I missed what he said. What did he say? What did you say? Did you know Ohio?
I know that the heart of rock and roll is in Cleveland.
Well,
and,
so,
and you know, from what I've seen, I believe it.
Yeah, you believe it. Very nice. Oh, but that's not very Halloween-y. So let's talk about something else. Can you smell what the rock is cooking?
This movie is horrible. All the other monsters were guys in rubber suits. The minute the first-person shooter part starts, it feels like you're watching an old Sega CD game like Night Trap. You hear ding, ding, ding.
That's against illegal aliens, so have fun in Ohio. Just kidding.
It's Leroy Jenkins.
All right, Mr. Jenkins, but he's gonna. Yeah, I don't know what he's gonna do.
Damn it, Scott, you are old.
We're just gonna rip. Ow.
Every 2 minutes, you use the phrase Wimbledon pottery.
I apologize.
Usually a little beer in the bottle does the best.
Hey there, podcasting, hosting, gay phone, loving, slave driving, poop fetish man.
Oh, that's great.
That's a gay old
story.
I mean, a good story.
Way to go, Scott. Way to run them off.
Crap. Okay, Spud says, I invented socks. I can't do anything to Obsidian because no one in Mexico can afford socks. People of Earth, people of Earth, people of Earth. Happy Halloween. All my questions are belong to you. You may have to pause so I can go hurl.
The hot snot.
Dab, dab, dab. Okay. Sorry. Shiggy, shiggy, spang, bang. Shiggy, shiggy, spang, bang. Is your name Sergio Villa Azalea?
Sergio Villa Isasa.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
Awesome.
Hold on a minute. I'm turning gay. Hold on just a second.
Every every time I just get into the Walmart parking lot, I get flashbacks of Dawn of the Dead, so I leave.
Oh, esta aquí.
Really?
Muchas, go ahead.
Dude, what is he, freaking Worf or not Worf?
Wolverine?
He's Wolverine.
Thanks, not Worf.
Worf, Wolverine. You know, those Klingons.
Wait a minute.
And we're back. Oh, you have a male lady?
Yeah, she's
well,
like...
it is the 2000s. They've come a long way. Creating a super race of fish people. Just kidding. That part I threw in. Gamera versus Gaos. Gamera's back, and just in time to save Japan from Gaos, or whatever, we are going to play a clip from this crapoli. Okay?
There's more than one of them?
Now wait, there's more.
Cannot be done.
There's very nice, Brian.
No, it's not.
That's what it said in the thing.
It's...
I mean, I would have gone... I would have... there'd have been a little... I think a little pee would have come out. We got an email from a frog. That is to say, a Frenchman.
No!
I'll send you a gold. You'll be able to buy
what?
The... You'll get all the
you
best...
You come to my server, I'll send you five.
No! I'm going to say, tell us, do you date at all? No! But I carry a 20-sided die in each pocket.
Okay.
Everyone ready? Okay, hang on.
Good. We're ready.
I'm ready.
Hold on. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Spock.
Tonight on Extra Life Radio. Radio.
Oh, my mama told me that I used to be a good boy, but I'm not a good boy anymore. Well, she's seen what I've done, and she cannot forgive.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed that. I sure enjoy making those. They take forever to do. If you don't like them, tell me and I'll quit. But if you like them, I'll keep doing them. So that's it for this mini-cast. I thought it'd be just fun to say hi. Let you know things are going good. We have a little bit of a preview next Tuesday for Extra Life Radio. We have a special guest. I don't have the name handy, but it is someone who enjoys real-life jousting. So this should appeal to many of you listeners who are sort of into that sort of thing, and I assume there are a few of you that are. So that should be a lot of fun. Taylor, what do you think about real-time jousting?
I've seen our old neighbors do it.
On bikes?
Yes, it was funny.
Yeah, they had bikes and crutches, right?
Yeah, and they, like, one of them... almost killed the other guy's armpit.
Yeah, that was sweet. Nothing worse than a dead armpit. But yeah, we're looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun to have him on the show. And we got some cool guests after that. So keep your eyes peeled, as they say. And we'll see you guys next week. Taylor, say goodbye.
See ya.
I guess not next week, Tuesday. Okay, say goodbye again.
See ya.
Okay, see you guys later. We'll talk to you Tuesday. Have a great weekend, everyone. And have a safe All Hallows Eve. See you later.